The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Thursday, March 11th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Thursday of the third week of Lent. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Sophronius of Jerusalem. He was an ardent opponent of monophyletism. Now, that was a heresy which held that Christ has only one will, as opposed to having both a human and a divine will. Sophronius was born in Damascus around 560. He and his friend John Moschus became ascetics together while they were in their late teens or early 20s. In 605, Sophronius fled to Alexandria, then to Rome. In 619, he returned to Palestine and lived in the Theodosius Monastery in Jerusalem. When the patriarchs of Alexandria and Constantinople began to preach monophyletism, Sophronius traveled to their cities to argue against them. Neither visit was successful. After Sophronius was elected Patriarch of Jerusalem in 634, he wrote the synodical letter to teach the two wills of Christ. In 637, the Muslims captured Jerusalem. Saint Sophronius died a year later in 638 of grief at the fall of his city. Saint Sophronius, pray for us, and let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I adore you and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that we might experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo De Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
The Woman at the Well. The account of Jesus' meeting with the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well opens with the meeting of Jesus and the Samaritan woman in the context of a normal, human, everyday experience, the experience of thirst. The subject shifts to that thirst that is a thirst for life. In this way, the woman is made aware of what in actuality she has always known, but to which she has not always adverted, that she thirsts for life itself, and that all the assuaging that she seeks and finds cannot slake this living elemental thirst. There comes to light the real dilemma, the deep-seated waywardness of her existence. She is brought face to face with herself. In general, we can reduce what is happening to the formula, one must know oneself as one really is if one is to know God. The woman stands face to face with herself. The question of all questions arises always and of necessity. The question about oneself becomes a question about God. Only at this point does the offering of Jesus' true gift become possible. Now the woman is aware of the real thirst by which she is driven. Hence, she can at last learn what it is for which this thirst thirsts. It is the purpose and meaning of all catechesis to lead to this thirst.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. 8:30 past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday of the third week of Lent, March 11th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. During the season of Lent, the Holy Spirit drives us too, like Jesus, into the desert. It is not a physical place, but rather an existential dimension in which we can be silent and listen to the Word of God so that a true conversion might be effected in us. We begin this day of prayer joining with the whole church, led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the nations be glad and exult. For you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised.
Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised.
And yet you, Lord, have rejected and spurned and are angry with the one you have anointed. You have broken your covenant with your servant and dishonored his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his walls and reduced his fortresses to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle. You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star.
How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave? Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, God of mercy and fidelity, You made a new and lasting pact with men and sealed it in the blood of your Son. Forgive the folly of our disloyalty and make us keep your commandments so that in your new covenant we may be witness and herald of your faithfulness and love on earth and sharers of your glory in heaven.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal.
O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth, or the world brought forth, you are God, without beginning or end. You turn men back into dust and say, "Go back, sons of men." To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, you give us life despite our guilt, and even add days and years to our lives in order to bring us wisdom. Make us love and obey you, so that the works of our hands may always display what your hands have done, until the day we gaze upon the beauty of your face.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal.
Whoever meditates on the law of the Lord
will bring forth much fruit at harvest time.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Here is the covenant I will make. Before the eyes of all your people, I will work such marvels as have never been wrought in any nation anywhere on earth, so that this people, among whom you live, may see how awe-inspiring are the deeds which I, the Lord, will do at your side. But you, on your part, must keep the commandments I am giving you today. I will drive out before you the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Take care, therefore, not to make a covenant with these inhabitants of the land that you are to enter, else they will become a snare among you. Tear down their altars, smash their sacred pillars, and cut down their sacred poles. You shall not worship any other god, for the Lord is a jealous one. A jealous God is he. Do not make a covenant with the inhabitants of that land, else when they render their wanton worship to their gods and sacrifice to them, One of them may invite you and you may partake of his sacrifice. Neither shall you take their daughters as wives for your sons. Otherwise, when their daughters render their wanton worship to their gods, they will make your sons do the same. You shall not make for yourselves molten gods. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days at the prescribed time in the month of Abib, you are to eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you. For in the month of Abib, you came out of Egypt. To me belongs every firstborn male that opens the womb among all your livestock, whether in the herd or in the flock. The firstling of an ass you shall redeem with one of the flock. If you do not redeem it, you must break its neck. The firstborn among your sons you shall redeem. No one shall appear before me empty-handed. For 6 days you may work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. On that day you must rest, even during the seasons of plowing and harvesting. You shall keep the Feast of Weeks with the first of the wheat harvest, likewise the feast at the fruit harvest at the close of the year. 3 times a year all your men shall appear before the Lord God of Israel. Since I will drive out the nations before you to give you a large territory, there will be no one to covet your land when you go up 3 times a year to appear before the Lord your God. You shall not offer me the blood of sacrifice with leavened bread, nor shall the sacrifice of the Passover feast be kept overnight for the next day. The choicest first fruits of your soil you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a kid in its mother's milk. Then the Lord said to Moses, write down these words, for in accordance with them I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So Moses stayed there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights, without eating any food or drinking any water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
No one has ever seen God. It is only the Son who is closest to the Father's heart who has made him known to us.
Reflecting the glory of the Lord with unveiled faces, we grow ever more radiant as we are transformed into his likeness.
No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son who is closest to the Father's heart who has made him known to us.
From the Treatise on Prayer by Tertullian, priest. Prayer is the offering in spirit that has done away with the sacrifices of old. What good do I receive from the multiplicity of your sacrifices? Asks God. I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams, and I do not want the fat of lambs and the blood of bulls and goats. Who has asked for these from your hand? What God has asked for, we learn from the gospel. The hour will come, he says, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. And so he looks for worshipers who are like himself. We are true worshipers and true priests. We pray in spirit and so offer in spirit the sacrifice of prayer. Prayer is an offering that belongs to God and is acceptable to him. It is the offering he has asked for, the offering he planned as his own. We must dedicate this offering with our whole heart. We must fatten it on faith, tend it by truth, keep it unblemished through innocence and clean through chastity, and crown it with love. We must escort it to the altar of God in a procession of good works to the sound of psalms and hymns. Then it will gain for us all that we ask of God. Since God asks for prayer offered in spirit and in truth, how can he deny anything to this kind of prayer? How great is the evidence of its power as we read and hear and believe? Of old, prayer was able to rescue from fire and beasts and hunger, even before it received its perfection from Christ. How much greater, then, is the power of Christian prayer? No longer does prayer bring an angel of comfort to the heart of a fiery furnace, or close up the mouths of lions, or transport the hungry food from the fields. No longer does it remove all sense of pain by the grace it wins for others. But it gives the armor of patience to those who suffer, who feel pain, who are distressed. It strengthens the power of grace, so that faith may know what it is gaining from the Lord and understand what it is suffering for the name of God. In the past, prayer was able to bring down punishment, rout armies, withhold the blessing of rain. Now, however, the prayer of the just turns aside the whole anger of God, keeps vigil for its enemies, pleads for persecutors. Is it any wonder, then, that it can call down water from heaven when it could obtain fire from heaven as well? Prayer is the one thing that can conquer God. But Christ has willed that it should work no evil, and has given it all power over good. Its only art is to call back the souls of the dead from their very journey into death, to give strength to the weak, to heal the sick, to exorcise the possessed, to open prison cells, to free the innocent from their chains. Prayer cleanses from sin, drives away temptation, stamps out persecutions, comforts the faint-hearted, gives new strength to the courageous, brings travelers safely home, calms the waves, confounds robbers, feeds the poor, overrules the rich, lifts up the fallen, supports those who are falling, sustains those who stand firm. All the angels pray. Every creature prays. Cattle and wild beasts pray and bend the knee. As they come from their barns and caves, they look up to heaven and call out, lifting up their spirit in their own fashion. The birds, too, raise and lift themselves up to heaven. They open out their wings instead of hands in the form of a cross and give voice to what seems to be prayer. What more need be said on the duty of prayer? Even the Lord himself prayed. To him be honor and power forever and ever. Amen. Those who worship the Father will worship him in spirit and in truth.
The Father seeks such worshipers as these.
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
The Father seeks such worshipers as these.
Let us pray. We implore your majesty most humbly, O Lord, that as the feast of our salvation draws ever closer, so we may press forward all the more eagerly toward the worthy celebration of the Paschal mystery through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
28 minutes past the hour. Today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
God, bring us peace. Oh. as we follow your commands, O God. O God, Kyrie, Lord have mercy, Kyrie, Christ have mercy. And fill us with your tenderness, O Lord, our God, Kyrie. Lord, have mercy, Kyrie. Christ, have mercy. Is gone, you give us hope to carry on, O God, awesome God. Fill us with your spirit now, and at your feet we gently bow to you, saving God, Kyrie. Lord, have mercy, Kyrie. Christ, have mercy.
They were good. That's Nick Hennessy's old band, Humbled by Grace, with Kyrie. 24 minutes before the hour. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday of the third week of Lent, March 11th, 2021. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, I'm reminded of the passage from Proverbs, "He who troubles his own house shall inherit the wind." The Lord uses it a little bit differently, this time on the devil, from the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
Now he was casting out a demon that was dumb. When the demon had gone out, the dumb man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said,
"He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons."
Others, to test him, sought from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them,
"Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul. If I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. But when one stronger than he assails him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Okay, we need to be honest with ourselves and with God. And the fact is, we are all sinners. Let's admit that right from the start. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Today's gospel tells us that Jesus was casting out a devil that was dumb. When the demon had gone out, the dumb man spoke, and the people marveled. Sickness, a physical evil that normally bears no relation to sin, can be a symbol of the state that a sinful man finds himself in. He is spiritually blind, deaf, paralyzed. As well as being actual historical physical events, the cures that Jesus brings about are also symbolic. They represent the spiritual healing that he comes to effect in men's lives. Often in the way Jesus acts towards the sick, he is giving us an image of the sacraments. St. John Chrysostom says about the gospel passage from today's Mass that this man was unable to present his request himself because he was dumb. He was unable to ask others to do it either because the devil had tied his tongue, and together with his tongue, he had bound up his soul. The devil had him well and truly trussed up. If we do not talk to our Lord in our prayer about our wretchedness and beg him to rid us of it, if we do not lay bare that wretchedness of ours in spiritual direction, if we keep silent because pride has sealed our lips, the sickness becomes practically incurable. Usually, if we do not talk about the way our soul is suffering, we also fail to listen. The soul becomes deaf to God's requests. We reject the argument and reason that could be the one clear light that will help us to return to the right road. On the other hand, it will be easy for us to open our hearts sincerely if we try to accept this advice. Don't be frightened when you become aware of the burden of your poor body and of human passions. It would be silly and childishly naive to find out now that this exists. Your wretchedness is not an obstacle, but a spur for you to become more closely united to God and to seek Him constantly, because He purifies us. As we repeat in the responsorial psalm of the Mass, "Oh, that today you would hearken to His voice, harden not your hearts." Let us make a resolution never to resist grace and to be always very sincere. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 19 before the hour, morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Thursday of the third week of Lent, March 11th, 2021. We join the whole church in prayer now as our friends at DivineOffice.org lead us in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you.
glorious things are said of you, O City of God.
Glorious things are said of you, O City of God.
On the holy mountain is his city, cherished by the Lord. The Lord prefers the gates of Zion to all Jacob's dwellings. Of you are told glorious things, O City of God.
Babylon and Egypt I will count among those who know me. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, these will be her children, and Zion shall be called Mother, for all shall be her children.
It is he, the Lord Most High, who gives each his place. In the register of peoples he writes, these are her children. And while they dance, they will sing. In you all find their home.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, your only Son wept over ancient Jerusalem, soon to be destroyed for its lack of faith. He established the new Jerusalem firmly upon rock and made it the mother of the faithful. Make us rejoice in your church and grant that all people may be reborn into the freedom of your Spirit.
Glorious things are said of you, O City of God.
The Lord, the mighty conqueror, will come. He will bring with him the prize of victory.
The Lord, the mighty conqueror, will come. He will bring with him the prize of victory.
Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him.
Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care.
Who has cupped in his hand the waters of the sea and marked off the heavens with a span? Who has held in a measure the dust of the earth, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance?
Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or has instructed him as his counselor? Whom did he consult to gain knowledge? Who taught him the path of judgment, or showed him the way of understanding?
Behold, the nations count as a drop of the bucket, as rust on the scales. The coastlands weigh no more than powder.
Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor its animals be enough for holocausts. Before him, all the nations are as naught, as nothing, and void he accounts them.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
The Lord, the mighty conqueror, will come. He will bring with him the prize of victory.
Give praise to the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain.
Give praise to the Lord our God.
Bow down before his holy mountain.
The Lord is king. The peoples tremble. He is throned on the cherubim. The earth quakes. The Lord is great in Zion. He is supreme over all the peoples. Let them praise his name, so terrible and great. He is holy, full of power. You are a king who loves what is right. You have established equity, justice, and right. You have established them in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before Zion his footstool. He, the Lord, is holy. Among the priests were Aaron and Moses. Among those who invoked his name was Samuel. They invoked the Lord, and he answered. To them he spoke in the pillar of cloud. They did his will. They kept the law, which he, the Lord, had given. O Lord, our God, you answered them. For them you were a God who forgives, yet you punished all their offenses. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God, you are the source of all holiness. Though no one can see you and live, you give life most generously, and in an even greater way, restore it. Sanctify your priests through your life-giving word, and consecrate your people in his blood until our eyes see your face.
Give praise to the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain.
A reading from the first book of Kings. We are your people and your inheritance. Thus may your eyes be open to the petition of your servant and to the petition of your people Israel. Hear us whenever we call upon you, because you have set us apart from all the peoples of the earth for your inheritance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words, and from the hunter's snare. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
If it is by the power of God that I cast out devils, says the Lord, then the kingdom of God has come to you already.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
If it is by the power of God that I cast out devils, says the Lord, then the kingdom of God has come to you already. Christ our Lord came among us as the light of the world, that we may walk in the light and not in the darkness of death. Let us praise him and cry out to him.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us.
God of mercy, help us today to grow in your likeness,
that we who sinned in Adam may rise again in Christ.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us,
that we may live the truth and grow always in your love. Let your word be a lamp to guide us.
Teach us to be faithful in seeking the common good for your sake.
That your light may shine on the whole human family by means of your church. Let your word be a lamp to guide us.
Touch our hearts to seek your friendship more and more.
And to make amends for our sins against your wisdom and goodness.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us.
And now we pause to express our own needs and those of our community.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us.
Let us again offer our praise to God and pray in the words of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
We implore your majesty most humbly, O Lord, that as the feast of our salvation draws ever closer, so we may press forward all the more eagerly toward the worthy celebration of the Paschal mystery through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Time to get the day moving. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do it again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.